The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through a region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they cried out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to them, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you whole." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, and please be seated. I am grateful. That was a phrase that my friend said to me a couple of days ago, and I was kind of taken aback by, "I am grateful." I simply asked her the question, "How are you?" And you know, sometimes you don't want to ask that because you'll get what the people are. When I worked in the prison, I would never, and I made that mistake a lot of times, I would see the inmates in there and say, "Hey, how are you?" And they would tell you the whole story. And you say to them, "Oh my God, 20 minutes have passed. Why did I even ask that question?" But you know, I asked her how she was, and she says, "I'm grateful." And I was kind of taken aback because, you know, usually you don't get that kind of response from people. You'll get, "Yeah, hi, I'm okay. Things are fine." Or maybe if you're lucky, you'll get a "great." But then I started to get used to it, and I was wondering, behind the simplicity and the elegance of that phrase, what it really meant. And I asked her. So she said to me, "You know, I'm saying I'm grateful because I'm not just revealing a particular emotion that I have. I am making a choice about what I feel and what I say about what I feel." And this is something that is very moving. And today we read it and we hear it in this one particular leper who happened to be a Samaritan, one who was completely dissociated from the religious people and one who was least expected to have any kind of association with a Jew, is the only one out of 10 that comes back in gratitude to Jesus for being healed. Jesus asks, "Where were the other 9? And I imagine perhaps they got so excited they ran off to see the priest, which was the way that you had to settle your leprosy. You had to go see the priest, and the priest would, you know, "You're clean, you go back." And so you're able to go back to your family and to your friends and so forth. Some of them perhaps ran straight home, you know, to tell their wives, because they were separated when you had leprosy. You were kept outside of the bounds of society, and you were treated as this horrible thing. You know, you weren't even associated with. They barely even talked to you. Or maybe there were others who just didn't care. You know, they didn't matter to them what happened, and they just kept on with their lives. But this one guy, this one leopard came back because he had a sense of gratitude. He had a sense of something had happened to him. And so he goes back and he kneels down to Jesus and he tells Jesus, "Thank you. Thank you so much for what is happening." And you know, I was thinking about the word gratitude, because when the word gratitude is lived out, there are consequences to gratitude. The consequences are that you may infect somebody. The consequences is that you might be countercultural. The consequences are that maybe, perhaps, you might be able to create a new atmosphere that wasn't there. There are many kinds of responses that we can have to situations, many responses that we can have in our lives, many moods that we bear on our shoulders as we go day to day. I mean, it's not far for us to imagine friends that we have in our life that no matter what happens, they are always in a lousy mood. "How are you?" "Ah, everything's lousy." "How is your wife?" "Ah, she's lousy too." Yeah, you get these people that no matter what happens, any fortune comes into their life, they're always miserable. They're always unhappy. You know, they're either fearful or scared, or they feel betrayed, or they feel cheated, no matter what happens. And so you say to yourself, "Wow, what a way to be dominated. What a way to be controlled. What a way to be being obsessed. That no matter what happens in your life, you're so trapped, you're so possessed by this way of seeing the world that you cannot see anything new." And that's where the power of choice comes in, when you make gratitude as your choice. You see, when you make gratitude as your choice, what you do is you put on a new lens in your eyes, a new lens in which to see the world. There are all kind of colors that we give on the stage of life, and we allow certain emotions and moods to take over our lives. But when you take gratitude on, It's a whole different experience, because what you do there is you start to open the world and allow yourself to see things perhaps for the first time in the way they really are. It's not a frame. It's the absence of a frame that gratitude allows you to experience. It's a more passive, receptive way of being in the world, that you suddenly allow those blessings that come into your life to be seen. And when you do, you see even more. Isn't that funny? That when you're in a grateful mood, you start to have more reasons to be grateful. When you're in a lousy mood, you have more reasons to be in a lousy mood, right? I mean, really, people, I mean, you can just, because you're colored, the world is colored, and already you're giving it power over you. And that's the issue that I think we need to raise up today. Because look, honestly, when you look at the news today and when you read what's happening in the world, we have many reasons to be upset. Just look at what's happening, all this bantering between people, this negative, this accusation, this minimizing, this denigration, this excusing and complaining about all kinds of things. Imagine if we were grateful. Imagine if we were, as a cultural movement, being able to change the atmosphere and the air and the context and the milieu of the world by being grateful. By being grateful only because it's infective and it brings out the best in people. So we're in a world like today where everything is going so bad. Everything is going so negative. Everybody's so angry at each other and there's such fighting. Here you are. You come up and you say, I'm grateful. Now, you know, I think you're going to get a response from people because they may not want to hear that. They may not want to hear that you're grateful. They may not be ready to accept the fact that you are, but you stick to your guns. And I think that you will be convincing in the end. Let me give you an example of someone that I really admire. It's a friend of mine that has what's called an incurable cancer of the brain. And just recently, with lots of prayer and lots of wonderful medical care and so forth, the tumor has gone into what's called remission, which means it's not growing. But it means that it cannot be operated either. And so eventually what will happen, honestly, is that this tumor will grow and this person will die. But not today. Not today. My friend has decided that not today, because he's not going to die, he's going to be grateful. He's going to be grateful for the two children that he has. He's going to be grateful for the fact that he can go on a beach walk. He's going to be grateful because there's an absence of pain or the absence of this weird feeling when you take medication. He's grateful. Because today, he can have dinner with his wife and family. He's grateful because at least for this time, he can see the wonders of this world and still be able to talk and share and plan things with his family in a way that he wasn't able to do before. For today, he's going to be grateful. You see, it's a choice you make. It's an existential choice that you make with your life. And when you take that position in the world, you begin to see reasons to be happy, reasons to be full of joy, reasons to be able to want to share with people and be able to live your life in a way that is precious. Look, I've said this many times, and I don't mean to be pessimistic, but I want to be realistic. Look, we're on the treadmill of life, okay? We're moving. We're moving from beginning to end. Okay, and what we have to recognize that what we have is life is a gift. It's a momentary reality that we have with such precious things all around us, with people in our lives that are so good and meaningful. And we're so blind. We put the emphasis on work so much. We put the emphasis on accumulation or being successful, all these other things. This is where we waste our time. When the real matters in life come to you, sometimes in a crisis, when you recognize, I love my wife, finally, or my kids mean more to me than anything in the world. Why do we have to hit that point? Well, we're almost at the doorstep of death, when we can wake up to what is important to us. Why not see it now? Why not see it now and be grateful for what we are given and for what more is given to us when we're ready to accept it? You see, the world is full of miracles. The world is rampant with miracles, and we don't see them because we have our blinders. We have our perceptions of things. We have our ideas of life that, by God, I shall never be wrong. My experience alone has made me the expert of everything. Well, it hasn't. Your experience can only carry you so far, and you must trust the rest of the way. You must open yourself to the Spirit of God and to the people of God to understand how God is molding you and shaping you and flowering you in your life. And gratitude is perhaps one of the only ways you can express it. And in gratitude, there's joy. In gratitude, there's power. In gratitude, there is the ability to draw people to you. so that they too can begin to believe again. Isn't that the greatest gift that you can offer someone? Is the chance to be able to believe again, to trust again, to hope again, to create again. These are the things that come out of a person who has gratitude in their lives. You know, there are many reasons you can be non-grateful. I mean, your challenges at work, your challenges with your family, your challenges at school, all these things are going to challenge us. But you can always be the optimist. You can always look into these situations and try to find a reason why you're grateful. Try to find a reason why you're learning from these experiences. Why is life always an attack? Why is life always an assault? When you can look at it as a learning, expanding, growing experience. You see, I'm going to give you an assignment. I always do. Would you never follow up? And the assignment is, I want you to be grateful. I really do. I want you to take that as your choice in life, your stance in life. But I'll tell you in truth that you're going to meet a challenge. And first of all, the challenge is going to be that you're going to come across many situations that you're not going to want to be grateful. The moment you say, I'm going to be grateful, somebody at work is going to say something, you know, or you're going to get a bill, you know, or suddenly the plumbing doesn't work. You know, something like that is going to come your way and you're not going to be grateful at all. But allow it to be an opportunity for you to see deeper into that situation, to learn, to explore, to allow yourself to be challenged in a new way, to try new coping skills, to try new reactive skills, to be able to see the world in a different way. Do you do that when a problem comes your way? Do you just sit down and immediately think, I'm going to respond this way and that's it? Or do you let it float in your mind and you say, what are the possibilities of response? What are different ways that I can respond to this situation or to this person in my life? And then let it float in your mind and then see it and try it. And then give the person the benefit of the doubt. Don't be so defensive. Look, when I worked in the prison system, I usually say that a lot, right? I really miss it now. It's been, you know, a lot of years that I was in there. When I was in the prison system, a lot of times I dealt with anger. Anger was a predominant feeling in prison because you cannot express vulnerability. So you express anger, especially among the guys. You know, they're all tough. But you probe a little bit and you'll see the vulnerability. You listen and you hear more than you expected. You welcome them and you trust them and you open yourself by offering empathy. And what you get to see a human being in crisis, a person who's broken, is scared. But then you get to see a person who is grateful because you've listened to them. And then they become partners in the conversation. They become willing partners in that dialogue. And you find yourself talking to another human being. You see, anger is a face of something, but if you come with empathy, especially in the prison system, you de-escalate that anger. And I'm suggesting with gratitude, you can de-escalate many things in people's lives. You know, not show off, but through gratitude, listen to them. Through gratitude, try to understand them. Try to lift them up. Try to validate them as human beings where they are in their lives. And with that, they will feel your presence. They will feel your attention. They will feel that you are with them. I tell you, the greatest problems that we have in our world is that when we talk to each other, we are not there. People talk at each other. They do not speak with each other. And so what we do is we talk at each other. We speechify. We throw words back and forth, and we always miss. We always feel like we missed the mark or that person hasn't gotten a sense of who I am. Don't you feel that? And you walk away and you feel worse because you've missed that individual and you missed the point and you feel like, who in the world is going to understand me now? They didn't hear what I said. Doesn't that happen a lot? But if you pay attention to that person, if you really listen, if you really are open to that individual, if you are present in the moment to what they're saying and who they are, they will feel you and your concern, and whatever they're feeling suddenly becomes secondary. Because they feel affirmed. This was the miracle of Jesus. Whenever he went, he paid attention to people. And that's why he was surprised that the Samaritan came back. The Samaritan of all people. Because, you know, the Samaritan was the only one that saw God in Christ. The Samaritan was the only one that was able to see what Jesus had done. And it sparked gratitude. A gratitude that made him come back and throw himself to the feet of Jesus and say, thank you. When was the last time you had that kind of feeling? You ever feel grateful? I do. I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. I have a pain in my back, and it's been a pain in my for several days. But I tell you one thing. Once in a while, when the pain subsides, I'm grateful. I am so grateful when that pain goes. I just feel like, oh, God, this is so wonderful. I've forgotten what it feels like. Right? You ever feel that? But it's a response. You see, we're made for gratitude. We're made to respond with gratitude when we recognize God's hand in anything. The moment we see God's touch or God's presence in anything, we automatically respond with gratitude because this is our nature. This is who we are. And when we do that, we create a wonderful place in which others can see that God that you see. So practice gratitude this week. Practice it here. If you're afraid to practice it anywhere else, try to practice it here in church with safe people, you know, so that you can then begin to get into the mode of what it is to be grateful. And I'll tell you what's going to happen when you practice gratitude. Suddenly your days are going to be brighter. Suddenly you're going to see things with great color. Suddenly you're going to feel grounded in a way you didn't before. You're going to be appreciative of people. You're going to be in a better mood. Your blood pressure is going to be lower. Okay? And you are going to be happy because gratitude is the very presence of God in our souls. And when we recognize it and give thanks for what we have, we are praising God. Gratitude is a praise, but it is a position and it is a choice in your life. You can choose many ways to be in this world, believe me, with all the stuff that's going on. You can be a pessimist. You can be an absurdist. You can be, you know, what are these people that are completely alienated from things. Or you can be a person who's present, and you can be the presence and center where God is working through gratitude. If you're grateful, God will work through you, and God will touch lives. God will make changes in people's lives. And this is what he's asking. He was surprised that only one guy came back, and the one that came back was the Samaritan. But he was the only one that saw God in Jesus. Do you? Amen.